Bright beams of light emanate from a golden torch held high in the raised hand of a woman draped in a Grecian toga. She stands atop a flight of steps surrounded by billowy clouds. Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. Columbia Pictures presents, in association with Scar Films, a Matthew Vaughan production, a film by Guy Ritchie.
My name is Turkish. Funny name for an Englishman, I know. My parents-to-be were on the same plane when it crashed. That's how they met. They named me after the name of the plane. Not many people are named after a plane crash. That's Tommy. He tells people he was named after a gun. But I know he was really named after a famous 19th century ballet dancer. Known him for as long as I can remember. He's my partner. It doesn't mean we hold hands or take windy walks. What it really means is I try to keep him out of as much trouble as he inflicts on me. I give him a hard time, keeps him in check. But really, he's like my brother. What do I know about diamonds? I'm a boxing promoter. I was a happy boxing promoter until a week ago. And then, what do I know about diamonds? Don't they come from Antwerp?
Jaime, would you listen to this?
Do we have a choice, huh?
A lot of it wasn't meant to be taken literally. It's a nice story, Adam and Eve. It's bound with modern fiber. For asking a grown man to believe it, I track here.
What is it? Well, what is it?
What do you want I should do? Drop my pants?
Okay, go through.
Security footage of traditionally dressed Jewish men walking through a building in Antwerp.
Just a story.
Catholic religion is based on a mistranslation.
Oi, enough already. Reuben, will you say something?
Listen to this. Are you busy? I'll tell you the whole story. The Septuagint scholars mistranslated the Hebrew word for young woman into the Greek word for virgin. It was an easy mistake to make, because there was only a subtle difference in the spelling.
The four bearded men get into a lift. They're all wearing black, broad-rimmed hats.
So they came up with the prophecy, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bears a son. You understand this? It was a virgin that caught people's attention. It's not every day a virgin conceives and bears a son.
The lift comes to a halt, and they step out. The security footage becomes blurred, then sharpens on a different screen, which shows them walking down a corridor.
But we've been there for a couple of hundred years or two, and the next thing you know, you have the Holy Catholic Church.
Oi, what are you saying?
I'm saying, just because it's written, doesn't make it so. Give some hope. It's not really important whether it's fact or fiction. People like to believe.
I know what to hear. Anyway, who is it that we're seeing?
Michael.
Hello? Michael.
Michael.
Is that?
Mutti.
Ruby! Ruth! Let them in, please!
A metal door opens.
Hey, let them through!
Michael.
Mutti, you have kept us waiting for half an hour. Are you trying to give me heartburn? Mutti!
The talkative man rips off his shirt, revealing an arsenal of weapons underneath. The other men grab the gun and immediately terrorize the bewildered staff, striking them across the face and then standing on tables. While the workers cower on the floor, the main man grabs diamonds from a velvet-lined case.
Give it a minute!
Where's the stone?
Okay.
A staff member is hauled to his feet.
Where is the stone?
Oh!
Where is the stone? Oh!
The man is floored, and the manager trembles with fear.
Michael, where is the stone?
Now the four men are in the back of a van, taking off their false beards and disguises. Their leader holds an enormous diamond up to his eye. Snatch. The diamond is examined and approved by Cousin Abby, who puts it in a safe. A stack of money is retrieved by Sol, who tosses it where it lands on a table in front of Mickey. Mickey takes the cash and throws a bag, which is caught by Benny, who pulls out a handful of jewels. Some of the jewels are used as a stake in a poker game, won by the heist leader, Frankie Fourfingers. Turkish loses a different game of cards and goes to inspect a boxer, Gorgeous George, who wallops a punch bag, knocking Tommy to the floor. A man is bundled into a car boot by bullet-toothed Tony, while Boris the Blade gets a shotgun from an underground stash. A diamond is scrutinized by Doug the Head, and in a bath, Bricktop smashes a man's face with a mallet. In the back of the van in Antwerp, Frankie Fourfingers kisses the diamond, then places it in a secret compartment in a briefcase.
When does your plane leave?
20 minutes.
Give me your gun.
The accomplice holds out his hand and smiles as Frankie slowly takes out his gun, emptying it of bullets before he hands it over.
When you get to London, if you want the gun, call this number.
Frankie looks at the number.
Boris. Boris. He can get you anything you need.
In London, Turkish and Tommy are watching Gorgeous George headbutt a punch bag.
Is he allowed to do that?
It's an unlicensed boxing match, Tom. Not a tickling competition. These lads are out to hurt each other. What's happening with those sausages, Charlie?
Come on, these Turkish.
Look at it. How am I supposed to run this thing from that? We're going to need a proper office. I want a new one, Tommy. You're going to buy it for me.
Why me?
Well, you know about caravans.
How's that?
You spent a summer in one, which means you know more than me. And I don't want to have my pants pulled down over the price.
What's wrong with this one?
Oh, nothing, Tommy. It's tip-top. It's just I'm not sure about the colour. Yeah, it's all arranged. You just got to pick it up. There's an address.
It's a campsite.
You've got 10 grand, and it'd be nice to see change. What's happening with them sausages, Charlie?
5 minutes, Turkish.
It was 2 minutes 5 minutes ago.
Well, ain't parkies, are they? Oh, fucking ain't parkies.
You're a sensitive boy, aren't you, Tommy? Fuck me, old top. What's that?
It's me belt, Turkish.
No, Tommy, there's a gun in your trousers. What is a gun doing in your trousers?
It's for protection.
Protection from what? The Germans? What's to stop it blowing your bollocks off every time you sit down? Where did you get it?
Boris the Blade.
You mean Boris the sneaky fucking Russian? You're heavy, innit?
Earlier.
Heavy is good. Heavy is reliable. If it doesn't work, you can always hit him with it.
Boris the Blade. Or Boris the Bullet Dodger. As bent as the Soviet sickle and as hard as the hammer that crosses it. Apparently. It's just impossible to kill the bastard. Back to my partner, Tommy. Tommy runs the other business, the slot machines, which keeps the rain off our heads and the gloves on Gorgeous's hands. However, Tommy's a little preoccupied with protection at present.
All right, I'll take it.
There's a reason for Tommy's newfound enthusiasm for firearms. Sooner or later, in the unlicensed boxing world, you're going to have to deal with that reason. Bricktop.
If that's not worth a bet, I don't know what is. He doesn't look bad, does he?
Oh, no, Mr. Parkwood, he looks great. He'd do you proud, Governor.
You reckon that's what people should do for me, do you, Gary? Do me proud?
That's what you deserve, Mr. Parkwood.
Pull your tongue out of my arsehole, Gary. Dogs do that. You're not a dog, are you, Gary?
No, I'm not.
However, you do have all the characteristics of a dog, Gary. All except loyalty.
It's rumoured that Bricktop's favourite means of dispatch involves a stun gun, a plastic bag, a roll of tape, and a pack of hungry pigs.
You're a ruthless little cunt, Liam, I'll give you that. But I've got no time for grasses.
A bag's put over his head.
Feed them to the pigs, Errol. What the fuck are you two looking at?
The boxers.
You're going to deal with him. Just got to make sure you don't end up owing him. Because then you're in his debt, which means you're in his pocket. And once you're in there, you ain't ever coming out.
I hear he's a good fighter, so I'm going to use him. But I'll be doing you a favour, boy.
What he means is I'm doing him a favour. Because everybody knows nobody takes a dive in my fights. Unlike his.
Here, Errol, I don't think he likes me. You don't like me, do you, boy?
And what you mean? I do know I can't wait to get out of here. Fuck me, it stinks.
I like my fights to finish prompt so we can get the punters out before the authorities find out. Now play your cards right and I'll sort you out.
You can sort me out by showing me, huh? It's hard enough to make a living in the boxing world, so every now and then you've got to do something that might not agree with your principles. Basically, you have to forget you've got any.
Are they Lancashire pigs?
Who the fuck's talking to you, boy?
Oh, yeah, Tommy. Bricktop loves Tommy.
Now, don't let me down. You don't want to let me down, do you, boy?
See you ringside.
Frankie's accomplice.
Boris. Frankie fucking Four Fingers has a diamond the size of a fist. I have told you it's in the briefcase connected to his arm. I sent him to you to buy a gun. What more do you want me to do? Hit him for you? But don't you hit him either. Americans can't know it was Russian. It will come back to me.
So what should I do?
Boris, you're my brother. So think like my brother. Get somebody else to steal that fucking stone. I just don't want it getting back to me. And don't you have him killed, Boris. It will raise suspicion. So don't use idiots for the job. He's gonna stay in London only for a couple of days before he goes to New York. So move quick, okay?
It's okay. I know a couple of guys.
One more thing. It might help. He loves to gamble.
New York.
86 carats.
Brilliant cut. Beautiful man.
Clean, no fluorescence. A beautiful stone.
You're a good boy, Frankie. A good boy, and you did a real good job. Now, when do you get back?
I gotta move the Mellis and the two Grainers here and get a better price. A couple of this.
Talk to my cousin Dougie.
Doug the Head?
Yeah, Doug the Head.
Cousin Avi snatches up the phone.
Frankie?
And what?
Stay out of those casinos.
Frankie gambling heavily.
You did a good job, Booby.
Don't go screwing it up, all right?
I hear you, Avi.
I'll see you, Avi.
Avi to some men in his office.
86 carats.
Where?
London.
London?
London.
London?
Yes, London. You know, fish, chips, cup of tea, bad food, worse weather, merry fucking poppins, London.
No, Paul, you're lying for me.
That's Doug the Head. Everybody knows Doug the Head. If it's stones and it's stolen, Doug's the man to speak to. Pretends he's Jewish. Wishes he was Jewish. Even tells his family they're Jewish. But he's about as Jewish as he is a fucking monkey. He thinks he's good for business. And in the diamond business...
Yeah.
Doug the Head?
It is good for business.
Avi!
He'll be there today. Take care of him, will you?
Avi, you know I won't buy Strups.
He isn't selling Strups.
Smaller, make it smaller. What do you take me for? This is England.
We play by the rules.
Listen to me. If the stones are kosher, then I'll buy them, won't I? And they will excuse me. It's my lunchtime.
Doug hangs up, then walks through a group of young Jewish men outside his shop.
What are you doing here?
It's a free country, isn't it?
Well, it ain't a free shop, is it? So fuck off!
The lads move on under Doug's watchful gaze. Then he strides into his jewelry shop.
I want to see you two girls up in my office. I just had Cousin Abby on the phone. You know, you got to go out and see him.
Yeah, Dad, you told us.
He's a big mucker in New York.
Yeah, Dad, you told us.
I want to see you two girls up in my office.
Yeah, Dad, you told us.
The girls are identical twins. Now, Boris the Blade.
The weight is a sign of reliability. I always go for reliability.
Frankie Four Fingers practices pointing the gun Boris has handed him.
I'll take it. How much do you want for it?
Nothing.
Okay. So what do you want for it?
I want you to do something for me. There is a fight in a couple of days.
What kind of a fight?
Unlicensed boxing. There is a bookies I know that will take bets.
Frankie gambling.
If you place one down for me, we will call it quits.
Why don't you put it down yourself?
Well, there is not too many bookies that takes those kind of bets. And I already have an outstanding debt with the house. I know something most don't.
So new. What do you know?
Now in a 4x4 on a waterlogged dirt track.
It's a campsite. A piking campsite.
10 points.
What are we doing here?
We're buying a caravan.
Off a pack of fucking pikies. What's wrong with you? This will get messy.
Not if you're here.
Oh, you bastard. I fucking hate pikies.
They come to a stop.
That's a fast car, master.
Not as flash as your bike, though, is it?
Who are you looking for?
Mr. O'Neill.
Do you want me to go and get him?
That's a good lad.
Piss off.
Are you going to go and get him for me?
Yeah.
And what are you waiting for?
The £5 you're going to pay me?
Oh, fuck off. I'll find him myself.
£2.50.
Never quid.
Oh, you're a real tight fucker, aren't you?
Now, there is a problem with pikers or gypsies.
What are you doing, Potter? Get out the way back.
Can't really understand much of what is being said.
You tell me. Come about a caravan.
Mr. O'Neill.
Fuck, man. Tell me, Mickey.
It's not Irish. It's not English.
How are you?
Fair, what is my kindness for the horses, you know?
It's just, well, it's just pikey.
Fuck me. Just look at the size of it. How big are you? Hey, kids. How big is he?
Big man, that's for sure.
Hey, man. Come and look at the size of this fella. Bet your back's a little. Conscious one. You look like a bachelor.
Get out of the way, Mickey. See if the fellas would like a drink.
No, I could murder one.
Be no murdering done around here, I don't mind telling you.
Get your hands out of there, you cheeky little shite. Cup of tea for the big fella. Come on.
Don't be silly, Mickey. Offer the man a proper drink, right?
You little fucker.
Is the big fella not coming with us?
No, he's minding the car.
What do you think we are, thieves?
I know nothing like that, Miss O'Neill. He just likes looking after cars.
Get dags. Do you like dags?
Dags.
What?
Yeah, dags.
Dags. Do you like dags?
Oh, dogs. Sure. I like dags. I like caravans more.
You're very welcome.
Now, a group of pikey men are watching Gorgeous George struggling to attach their new caravan to the back of the 4x4.
Now, pikers are well known for their skills of negotiation and business. It's part of the reason they talk like they do. So you can't follow what's being said. But if Tommy can get the caravan for less than the price asked, on his return, there'll be an ice cream waiting.
Good dog. Good family. Hold on to him tight. Get a little homesick for a while, better get over it. See you later, lads. See you, boss.
All right, Mickey. Laters. I see what all the fuss is about. That ain't bad, fellas.
The dog Tommy's bought leaps from the car. They look back and see that the axle and wheels have fallen off the caravan.
Dear lads, you bought hay side. Hey, look. It helped as much as I'm going to hit. You still got a car. I suggest you use it, for you're not welcome anymore.
I think
you should fuck off now, but you still got the legs to carry you.
Nobody.
Nobody brings a fella the size of you unless they're trying to say something without talking, right, bye?
Sorry, Mickey. Just give us our money back and you can keep your caravan.
Why the fuck do I want a caravan? It's got no fucking wheels.
George walks towards them.
My dead body, mate! Go on! Go on!
Man,
have you fight
okay,
me?
Okay, now, we're
selling some other way.
You need to sit down.
Give
us
a sit down. Fuck's sake.
Mickey glares at George, then menacingly approaches him.
You want the money? Hey, fuck you. Fight you for it. You and me.
George looks round at the assembled pikeys. Now, in a barn, George punches Mickey before he's managed to get his coat off. He lands another for safekeeping.
So that's the kind of fight it's going to be.
You want to stay down?
George hurls him against mesh fencing.
You want to stay down?
Mickey springs up.
Get back down and fucking stay down. I promise you, you want to stay down.
Then he kicked for a half-hugger, do you know that?
George smashes Ricky through a gate. Unperturbed, Mickey limbers up his legs and is levered back onto his feet by his colleagues.
Okay, get up on your feet! Get back down, or you will not be coming up next time.
Mickey does some stretching exercises.
Oh, bollocks, Tears. This is sick. I'm out of here.
You're not going anywhere, you tick lump.
Mickey takes off his shirt.
You say it till the job's done.
George glares at him, then steps forward and is floored by one powerful punch. A little later, George is lying on the floor with his eyes open, motionless and pale. The pikies crowd around his prone form. A furious row erupts and two men argue viciously a few inches away from Tommy's anxious-looking face.
It turned out that the sweet-talking, tattoo-sporting piker was a gypsy bare-knuckle boxing champion, which makes him harder than a coffin nail. Right now, that's the last thing on Tommy's mind. Gorgeous doesn't wake up in the next few minutes. Tommy knows he'll be buried with him. Why would the gypsies want to go to the trouble of explaining why a man died in their campsite? Not when they can bury the pair of them and just move camp. It's not like they've got social security numbers, is it? Tommy, that's it, is praying. And if he isn't, he fucking should be.
Tommy watches them fearfully. Vinny's walking a black and white dog past some jewellery shops. He heads into one dark-fronted establishment, pulling the door closed behind him. Inside, he greets a punter.
There, boy. So?
Easy.
No. It's a moisten eye.
A what an eye?
A moisten eye is an artificial diamond, Lincoln. It's Mickey Mouse, mate. Spurious. Not genuine. And it's worth... fuck all.
Bad boy, I keep telling you, stick to being a gangster. Leave this game to me and Sol.
Laters.
Sol eyes Vinny's dog.
What is that, Vince?
This is a dog, Sol.
You are not bringing that thing in here.
What's your problem? It's only a fucking dog.
Where did you get it?
The Gippos. Here. They threw it in with a load of moody gold. You know Gippos, Sol. They're always throwing dogs in with deals.
Well, it better not be dangerous. And what do you think you're doing now?
Well, I want to get used to the shop, don't I?
Help, 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 stop help, the dog! Come back here. All right, Boris. Don't worry about the dog.
I'm not.
What can I do for you, Boris?
I have a job for you.
I already have a job.
$50,000 for half a day's work.
Go on.
I want you to hold up a bookies.
A selection of diamonds.
Ah. From Russia with love, eh?
I have stars to sell. Fat to chew and many different men to see about many different ducks. So if I am not rushing you...
Slow down, Frankie, my son. When in Rome.
I am not in Rome, duck. I am in a rush. I got to make the bookies.
Bookies. What are you betting on?
Bomber Haggis.
Oh. The unlicensed boxer, eh? Do you know something that I don't?
Booby, I probably know a lot you don't.
Be fair to the bung. Thank you, Tyrone.
No sign.
Tyrone's going to be driving for us. He's done a rally driving course. Thank you, Tyrone.
No sign.
Tyrone's enormous.
I don't want that dog dribbling on my seat.
Your seat? Tyrone, this is a stolen car, mate.
While I'm at the wheel, it's my car. So stop that dog dribbling on my seats. All right?
I can't believe you found it. Where'd it go?
It went straight back to the Gippos.
Oh, shut up. And how could it find them?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a dog, Sol. Ask him. It's like he's a fucking homing beacon or something. Oh, steady on the brakes. Fuck me, I thought you said he could drive, Sol. Listen, don't worry about me. Just worry about that dog on my seats. All right?
At a garage, Vinny watches with a frown as Tyrone struggles to squeeze his enormous leather jacket-clad bulk out of the driver's seat of the car. As Tyrone walks round the back of the car, Vinny turns to Sol.
Oi!
What?
I thought you said he was a getaway driver. What the fuck can he get away from, eh?
Don't worry about Tyrone. He can move when he has to. Just worry about getting us a gun, yeah?
Yeah?
Vinny holds up a huge weapon.
What's that?
This is a shotgun, Sol.
It's a fucking anti-aircraft gun, Vincent.
Yeah, well, I want to raise some pulses, don't I?
You'll raise hell. Never mind pulses.
Frankie gets out of the driver's seat of a black van and walks round to the doors at the back, clad in the garb of an English country gent. In the back, more clothes are hanging on a rail. A run-down building.
That does not look like a bookies.
What have we stopped here for? What's the matter with that space over there?
It's too tight.
Too tight? You can land a jumbo fucking jet in there.
Wait, leave him alone. He's a natural. Ain't you, Tyrone?
Of course I am.
Tyrone looks mildly offended by Vinny's objections. Now, Frankie has changed and is reattaching the briefcase to his wrist when his van gets rammed into.
A natural fucking idiot. Tyrone, what have you done?
Yeah, Tyrone, what have you done?
Look, you hassle me, you see what happens. All right, mate, it's all right. Now, don't move it now, otherwise people will see the damage. What'd you do that for?
I didn't see it there.
It's a 4-ton truck, Tyrone. It's not as though it's a packet of fucking peanuts, is it?
It was a funny angle.
It's behind you, Tyrone. Whenever you reverse, things come from behind you.
Control that dog as well. Get that dog.
Get the dog off of it.
Give it that squeaky toy. It shut up last time.
A squeaky pink pig.
Oi, don't snatch.
You can't swallow a whole ball.
The dog's eaten the ball.
What the fuck? Did you put Gorgeous George to a bare-knuckle boxing match 2 days before he had to fight the bomber? He was half his size. I didn't expect him to get hurt. You put the man into a bare-knuckle boxing match? What the fuck did you expect? A grease down and a shiatsu?
You took the jam out of your donut.
You took the fucking jam out of my donut, Tommy. You did.
You said get a good deal.
I failed to recognise the correlation between losing 10 grand, hospitalising Gorgeous, and a good deal. How are we going to explain this to Bricktop? That his fight isn't going to happen.
We replace the fighter.
Oh, and hope he doesn't notice. And who the fuck are we going to replace him with?
Well, what about John the Gun? Or Madfish, Willie?
Not exactly Mr. Current Affairs, are you, Tommy? Madfish went mad. And the gun shot himself.
Tommy sighs and sits down.
Jesus.
Turkish gets to his feet.
What?
Shoots the fucking pike.
What you gonna pay us?
10k.
Ah, me ballocks. There's one out running for the boss.
The pikeys get in a huddle.
Hey! I do it for a caravan.
A what?
Caravan! Top of the range, you know, like.
It was us that wanted a caravan. Anyway, what's wrong with this one?
It's not for me. It's for me, man.
You what?
It's not.
A gold-framed photo is passed around the clan, ending up in Turkish's hands. He feigns a polite smile, then shows the picture of Mickey's ma to Tommy. Tommy grins. Now, he and Turkish are being led down a narrow corridor with dodgy lighting that flickers on and off.
Bricktop runs an illegal bookies. They take bets on anything that involves blood and pain. Now I'm changing fighters. And Bricktop's going to exploit the situation. I'm going to pull my pants down, grease me up, and aim for penetration. If I didn't have the replacement piker, He'd want to split me in half.
A dead dog and its victor in a pit.
They're chewing the paint off walls, these fellas.
Bricktop beckons Turkish over, then pokes a stick at a couple of dogs in a cage.
Look mean now, you dirty fucker, won't you? Shits himself when you put him in a ring. Poke you with a stick, you watch his bollocks grow. Do you like a dog fight, Turkish?
We've lost Gorgeous George.
Shh. You're going to have to repeat that.
We've lost Gorgeous George.
Well, where'd you lose him? He ain't a set of fucking car keys, is he? And it's not as if he's inconfucking-spicuous now, is it?
Not backing out.
You bet your bollocks to a barn dance you're not backing out.
We're changing the fighter.
Oh, fuck me, your lady friend got a voice. And who might you be changing him to, sweetheart?
You won't know him, but he's Mustard.
Mustard? I don't care if he's Muhammad, Imad, Bruce Lee. You can't change fighters.
Look, you've still got your fight.
No, I lose all bets at the bookies. You can't change fighters at the last minute. So no, I don't have my fight, do I, you fucking prat?
You can take bets at the fight.
Put a lead on her, Turkish, before she gets bitten. And you don't want to get bitten now, do you, sweetheart?
Bricktop gestures for Turkish to step closer.
Make sure your man goes down in the fourth. You understand me now, don't you, Turkish?
This is the one place I didn't want to be. In his debt. Which now means I'm in his pocket.
You're on thin fucking ice, my pedigree chums. And I shall be under it when it breaks. Now fuck off.
Turkish and Tommy leave. Now, Avi and Doug are on the phone to each other.
Doug,
where's Frankie Fourfingers?
I don't know, Avi. I'm not his mother. But I'm seeing him later.
When later?
Well, he said he wanted cash, so he's coming back after he's been to a fight.
A model passes Doug, and he inspects a necklace worn by another beauty.
A fight? What do you mean? What do you mean a fight? A boxing match? Is there gambling involved?
It's a boxing match, Abby, a boxing match.
Did he have a case with him?
Yes, he had a case.
And this schmuck is gambling? You're talking about Frankie. I've got a problem with gambling fucking Fourfingers, Doug.
Avi, I'm not telepathic.
Well, you're plenty fucking stupid, I'll give you that. Do you have any idea why they call him Frankie Fourfingers, Doug?
No idea.
Well, because he makes stupid bets with dangerous people. And when he doesn't pay up, they give him the chop, Doug. And I'm not talking about his fucking foreskin either.
Avi, I'm sure he can pay.
Well, not with my goods he isn't. You got a toothbrush? We're going to London. Do you hear that, Doug? I'm coming to London.
One quick trip later.
Evie!
Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck. I don't like leaving my own country, Doug, and I especially don't like leaving it for anything less than warm, sandy beaches and cocktails with little straw hats.
Well, we've got sandy beaches.
So who the fuck wants to see him? I hope that you can appreciate the concern I have for my friend Frankie. I'm going to find him, Doug, and you're going to help me find him. And we're going to start at that fight.
Vinny's dog.
I'm not going to get it out.
It'll probably cough it up.
Do you think it'd be all right?
I hope not.
Look, are we going to rob this bookies or what?
Yes, big man.
What are we waiting for, anyway?
We are waiting for a man with four fingers carrying a briefcase, Tyrone.
And why is that?
Because the deal is, the Russian gets the case, and we get the money.
What's in the case? Oh, for fuck's sake, Tyrone. Just concentrate on the steering wheel.
Jesus.
Private night tonight, Chess.
Yes, I'm well aware of that, my son. That's why we're here. Well done. This is the bad way in.
Oh, really? I thought it was the front.
Private night tonight, Chess.
We know that. That's exactly why we're here.
Tickets.
Are we ever going to get into this place? Huh?
Heavy. You gotta understand, this ain't exactly Vegas, and this ain't exactly legal.
I'm not looking for Vegas, and I'm not looking for legal. I'm looking for Frankie fucking Fourfingers.
I know that, and he said that's it. He said he's gonna be here.
Well, if there's gambling involved, he'll be here.
Let's not have a fuck up. You're not gonna let us down, are you?
He's going down in the fourth. Don't you worry about that, Peter.
A man carrying a briefcase.
Oh, was that him? I don't know. How many fingers did he have?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get the binoculars out in time.
Look, well, let's not stand on ceremony, mate. Let's start the show.
Sol and Vinny stroll towards the nondescript building. Inside, wearing balaclavas, one of them points a gun at a woman on the phone behind a counter. She looks at them, unfazed.
Do you know who this bookie belongs to?
Look, if you know what's good for you, you give me everything.
Shutters automatically close, trapping one of them.
Fitz, what are you doing up there? What does it look like I'm doing up here? This is starting to hurt, Solomon!
Drop the screen now! How you doing, Vince?
I'd be doing a lot better if you stopped using my name. Feel that back.
All bets are off.
I am not in here to make a fucking bet!
Appreciated, but all bets are off. If all bets are off, then there can't be any money, can there?
I ain't fucking buying that.
Well, that's handy, because I ain't fucking selling it. It's a fact.
What have you got?
Nothing, really. A few coins, but no notes.
Ah! Show me your hands!
The man.
You've got five fingers. God! Copper coins. What do you mean? Copper fucking coins!
The woman behind the counter grabs Sol's gun, fires a shot, then activates the shutters. Sol kicks the door.
It won't open because it's a security door!
Hold on.
Sol gets out a handgun and fires a couple of shots, one of which ricochets into Vinny's leg, also splitting the bag of coins.
My leg!
What are you moaning about? Didn't even touch it.
The two men's plight is being recorded on a security camera. Having taken off their balaclavas, their faces are in full view.
We're fucked.
Tyrone appears and pushes open the security door.
What the fuck are you two doing?
Frankie's coming round in the back of his van.
Get us out of here, Tyrone.
As Tyrone drives away, Frankie stumbles out of the van's back doors.
Tyrone, what are you doing? Get us out of here!
Tyrone knocks Frankie out, then loads him and the case into the back of his car.
Who the fuck is this man, Tyrone?
It's a man with four fingers and a briefcase, Finny.
In the red corner, we have the young and unchallenged.
So, Mickey, you're going down in the fourth. Is that clear?
Just make sure he doesn't kill me before the fucking floor.
So give it up for the bone crunching, one punch machine gun, Mickey!
Mickey's smoking a fag in his corner.
And in the other corner!
Now, I know he looks like a fat fucker. Well, he is a fat fucker, but he's dirty and he's dangerous. I'm trying to get the fire.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Bomber starts the fight by headbutting Mickey. The two men square off. Then Mickey KOs Bomber with a single punch. The shockwaves reverberate around the ring. Bricktop looks furious, while Turkish and Tommy are horrified. Mickey flexes, then shrugs with a slight smile. Now Bricktop is stopped in his tracks by Peter, the man he tipped off.
Do you realise I've just done fucking 40 grand, damn you? What's the fucking crack?
I'll make it up to you.
Well, ain't fucking happy, Bricktop.
I'll make it up to you, I promise. Stand on me. Oh, that fucking pike has put me in it.
Well, thanks for the tip, Bricktop.
Listen, you fucking fringe. If I throw a dog a bone, I don't want to know if it tastes good or not. You stop me again whilst I'm walking and I'll cut your fucking Jacobs off.
He slashes the unfortunate punter, who lifts up his hand, revealing dark red sticky blood. Now, Boris the Blade walks into the pawn shop, where Sol and Vinny have Frankie Fourfingers tied to a chair with his head covered.
He's here. Will you explain it to him?
Boris throws open the door, has a look, then gestures for Sol and Vinny to join him in the next room.
What are you doing with him?
The case was attached to his arm.
So why didn't you chop it off?
Why?
We ain't fucking butchers, Boris. He has the case.
Look, we... Well, you have a problem.
What?
There weren't much cash at the bookies.
Ah. Okay. Here's the 10 grand.
No. Keep it. We want this. Well, at least half of this.
What was in the case was mine. What was in the bookies was yours. Okay? Well, there wasn't much. But here's the 10 large to help the situation.
No, I'm afraid it's too late for that. We want half of this. And that's because we're being generous. I mean, we could, by all rights, keep the old fucking stone, Boris.
Sol and Vinny head into the back room and put the diamond in the case. In a blasé manner, Boris takes a gun out of his jacket pocket and fires a shot.
Drop the gun, fat boy.
Frankie's dead.
You fucking idiots. He could not know my name. Give me the stone.
It's in a case.
What?
It's in a case.
You put the stone in the case. Then open the case and give me the stone.
The only man who knew the combination. You just shot.
Boris looks down at the body that has a smoking bullet hole in the head.
Yips, well, mate.
He puts Frankie's leg on a chair, then takes a machete from a holster on his belt and brings it down on the dead man's arm. Turkish steps into an empty corridor with a wary expression and starts wandering around the warren-like layout.
Now, it's not too clever to hang about after Mickey's performance. Britop, in short, will be looking to kill Tommy, Mickey and myself. I know he's looking for us. I don't have a choice. I'm happy to leave the country, but I need money to do so. And any money I have is in the safe, which is in the office. Once I have that, it's...
Oink, oink.
Shit.
So that's where you keep the sugar.
Brings you to it. Run out of pence to sniff.
That sounds like hostility, doesn't it, John?
Oh, and we don't like hostility, do we, Errol?
No, we don't, John.
Turkish backs away into Bricktop.
Aye.
Turkish turns to face Bricktop, who's looking indignantly down at his shoes.
I just had them polished.
He looks towards the kitchenette.
Go and put the kettle on.
Turkish eyes Bricktop's henchman.
You take sugar?
No, thank you, Turkish. I'm sweet enough.
Now, Boris is kneeling by the body, wrapping something in sheets of newspaper.
Here's now your problem. Okay?
He wipes his hands, then stands up, holding the case and the arm he severed.
You can keep the 10 grand, along with the body. But if I see you again, you motherfuckers! Well, look at here.
Sol, Vinny and Tyrone look horrified.
I've got a bare-knuckle fight in a couple of days. I want to use the pikey.
All right, of course.
Of course, fucking of course. I wasn't asking, I was telling. But this time, I do want him to go down in the fourth. And I do mean it this time.
Turkish is making the tea with his back to Bricktop, who gets up and exposes the safe hidden behind a framed painting.
Now, I know you come back here to open your safe. So now you can open it. He's been a busy little bastard, that Turkish.
I think you've let him get away with enough already, Governor.
It can get you into a lot of trouble, thinking, Errol. I shouldn't do so much of it. Right, that takes care of one little piggy. Now find me the silly sods who blagged the bookies. Find them today.
Now, Tommy and Turkish are crossing the wet and muddy ground at Pikey's campsite. They sidestep around discarded bits of engine, gas canisters and horse manure. Tommy holds out a tightly wrapped bunch of flowers to Mickey's ma, who's sitting outside a caravan.
Top of the morning to you, Miss O'Neill.
Tommy.
You're a snake in the grass, ain't you, Tommy? Where'd they come from?
You're looking for my boy, are you?
Do you know where I can find him, Mrs. O'Neill?
Yeah.
I suppose you'd like to share that information with me, would you?
I don't want you getting my boy into any trouble. Do you hear me? He's my only boy, and he's a good boy. He's coursing.
What's coursing? Hair coursing. They set two lurchers, their dogs, before you ask, on a hare. And a hare has to outrun the dogs.
So what if it doesn't?
Well, the big rabbit gets fucked, doesn't it?
Tommy looks puzzled.
Proper fucked.
Yeah, Tommy. Before the Germans get there.
Security footage.
Do you know these tits, Errol?
I know a lot of tits, Governor. But I don't know any quite as fucking stupid as these two.
John?
I can't help, Gov.
In the footage, the bookie's door opens.
Ah, Tyrone. You silly fat bastard.
Well, do you want to do it?
That depends.
On what?
On you. Hey, this caravan. Not the Rouge, but the Rose.
It's not the same caravan.
It's not the same fight.
What's the fucking size of the last one?
Turkish, the fight is twice the size. And my master needs a caravan. And I'd like to look after me mad. It's a fair deal. Take it.
Mickey, you're lucky we aren't worm food after your last performance. Bonatart's Mobile Palace is a little fucking rich. I wasn't calling your mum a tart, I just meant...
Now save your breath and curd your parts. Hey, look, she wants a heck of two roof lights. The stylus house frame furniture. And the scotter cushions with mats and shag pack covering. Yeah. Right. It's a terrible parcel to the party with the blue bags. Have I made myself clear, boys?
Yeah, that's perfectly clear, Mickey, yeah. Just give me 1 minute to confer with my colleague.
Turkish and Tommy turn away.
Did you understand a single word of what he just said?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Fuck.
How about you for it?
You'll what?
You better for it.
What, like Tommy did last time? Do me a favour.
I'll do you a favour. You have first pick. If I win, I get a caravan. And the buyers get a pair of them shoes. If I lose... Ah, fuck it. I'll do the fight for free.
Now, the last thing I really want to do is bet a pike. However, I don't really have much of a choice. Somehow, I've got to get him to fight. But if I lose, well, I don't even want to think about losing. Okay. I reckon the hair gets fucked.
What? Proper fuck.
You got that, London.
Hey, we're on!
Now, as Tyrone steps out of a newsagent's reading a paper, John and Errol are cruising the streets, keeping an eye out for him. In a field near the campsite, money's changing hands, and the dogs are released from their leashes, hot on the heels of a hare. At the same time, Tyrone realizes he's been spotted and makes a run for it. In slow motion, the dogs chase after the hare, taking long, powerful strides. Errol leaps out of a moving car and tackles Tyrone. Then he and John somehow manage to bundle him into the boot of their car. Now it takes four men to drag the struggling Tyrone into Bricktop's lair. In the pit, he futilely bangs against a corrugated iron shutter. While Bricktop gives Tyrone a talking to, two slathering dogs are barking at him ferociously. Then the chains holding them back are loosened.
I'll tell you robbed your bookies!
Out in the field, the hare manages to break free of the dogs and bounds away across the green grass. Mickey comes over to Turkish, who's looking stunned. He holds up the caravan brochure.
Hadiwinkablu. Hey, mate.
Who's proper fuck now, then? There's something very wrong with this. It was us that wanted to buy a caravan off of him.
Well, why didn't you bust a cap in his ass, then, Tommy? Mind you, you'd do more damage if you threw it at him.
What? You saying I can't shoot?
Oh, no, Tommy. I wasn't saying you can't shoot. I know you can't shoot. What I was saying is, that six-pound piece of shit stuck in your trousers there would do more damage if you fed it to him.
You saying a gun don't work?
You tried it?
Now, Tommy fires the gun out of the car window.
Whoops.
I want to see that sneaky fucking Russian.
What has he got a TCOs on his head for?
To keep his head warm.
What happened to him?
He got shot in the face, Lincoln. I would have thought that was obvious.
What'd you do that for? You mistaken for a rabbit? What do you want me to do about it?
Sort it out.
I'm not a fucking witch doctor.
But you are a bad boy yardie. And bad boy yardies are supposed to know how to get rid of bodies.
I create the bodies. I don't erase the bodies.
Now, John drills through the lock on Sol's shop door.
What's like room, Governor?
Goody gumdrops. Get us a cup of tea, would you, Errol?
Grab hold of his legs.
What do you think I want to grab him by? His fucking ears.
As they're struggling to lift the body, Bricktop peers into the shop and catches them in the act. He casually strolls inside.
Hope this is not a bad moment.
They drop it, looking shell-shocked.
Do you know who I am?
Lincoln nods.
I do.
Bricktop steps over the body.
Good. That'll save me some time, then.
Well, I don't.
Bricktop has dusted off a cushion and settled down on a nearby leather sofa.
You're always going to have problems lifting a body in one piece. Apparently, the best thing to do is cut up a corpse into six pieces and pile it all together.
Would someone mind telling me? Who are you?
And when you've got your six pieces, you've got to get rid of them, because it's no good leaving it in a deep freeze for your mum to discover now, is it?
Errol's brought in Bricktop's cup of tea.
Then I hear the best thing to do is feed them to pigs. You've got to starve the pigs for a few days, then the sight of a chopped-up body will look like curry to a pisshead. You've got to shave the heads of your victims and pull the teeth out for the sake of the piggish digestion. You could do this afterwards, of course, but you don't want to go sieving through pig shit now, do you? They will go through bone like butter. You need at least 16 pigs to finish the job in one sitting, so be wary of any man who keeps a pig farm. They will go through a body that weighs 200 pounds in about 8 minutes. That means that a single pig can consume 2 pounds of uncooked flesh every minute. Hence the expression, as greedy as a pig.
Sol looks perplexed.
Well, thank you for that. That's a great weight off my mind. Now, I mean, if you wouldn't mind telling me who the fuck you are, apart from someone who feeds people to pigs, of course.
Bricktop stands up.
Do you know what nemesis means? A righteous infliction of retribution manifested by an appropriate agent. Personified in this case by a horrible cunt. Me.
He steps over the body again, then holds open the door.
Gentlemen.
Sol and Lincoln share a wary look, then follow Vinny into the shop. Now, Bricktop opens another door, looks inside, then gestures to the three frightened men. Inside, the room has been lined with plastic sheeting. One man is sharpening blades, and another is holding a saw. At their feet, inside a coroner's bag, is the still-conscious Tyrone. Now, Avi.
Why can't you find me, Frankie, Doug?
Avi, what do you want me to do? I'm not a bounty hunter.
What about Tony? You know, Bullet Tooth Tony.
Who's Bullet Tooth
Tony?
You silly fuck.
He's a liability.
He'll find you Moses in the burning bush if you pay him to.
You are gonna die, Tony!
You got shot 6 times, though, the bullet's moulded into gold.
I shoot you! You go down!
Yeah, he's got 2 in his teeth that Dad did for him, so he loves Dad.
Will you fucking die?
He's the best chance you've got of finding Frankie.
6 times?
In one sitting.
We're in trouble now.
Sounds promising. What are we waiting for?
Doug rolls his eyes. A car phone is ringing. Bullet Tooth Tony finishes smashing someone's head in the passenger side door before picking it up.
Bonjour.
At Bricktops.
What have you got to tell me that's so fucking important?
Mr. Pulford, why do you think we got a dead man missing an arm in our office?
Talk to me. Tell me.
4 days. You give us 4 days, and I will get you a stone the size of a fucking home. I kid you not.
What do you think, Errol?
I think we should drip dry him, Governor, while we've got the chance.
It was a rhetorical question, Errol. What have I told you about thinking? You've got 48 hours.
You can keep that silly fat wanker, the lads can't lift it. 48 hours. After that, it's your family. And the pigs finish what the dogs don't do.
Now, Abby.
So what should I call you? Should I call you, Bullet, Tooth?
You can call me Susan if it makes you happy.
Tony, there is a man I'd like you to find.
Well, that depends on all the elements in the equation. How many are there?
40,000.
Tony looks interested.
Where was he last seen?
At a bookies.
Bookies? Pass us the blower, Susie.
One of the twins passes him the phone.
A bookie's got blagged last night.
Blagged? Speak English to me, Tony. I thought this country spawned the fucking language, and so far nobody seems to speak it.
Blagged? Robbed. We've got to go and see a man that looks like he might know something.
I need a gun.
You don't rosebud me, old son. You need me.
Elsewhere.
Well, I fucking black ink all over the fuck, boy, man. You can stain for fucking light. Fucking another golden retriever as well. Fucking hell, man.
All right, mullet.
The Scotsman's mouth drops open in horror.
How you doing, Tony? You all right, mate?
Nice tie.
How do you want about that much these days, Tony?
What do you know? Still warm, the blood that courses through my veins. Unlike yours, mullet. I want to know who Blagged Bricktop's book is.
Do me a favour, Tony.
I will do you a favour, mullet. I'll not bash the living fuck out of you in front of all your girlfriends here.
Gonna make it worth my while, mate. Jesus, Tony, you know who that is, man.
Tony closes the car window on Mullet's neck.
Comfortable, Mullet?
Seems sadly ironic it's that tie that's got you into this pickle. And you take all the time you want, mate.
What the fuck are you doing, Tom?
Driving down the street with your head stuck in my window. What do you think I'm doing, you clean ass?
What do you, Tom?
You're using dog shit for toothpaste, Mullet.
Slow down, Tom. Slow down, Tom.
Don't think I'll slow down. I think I'll speed up. Play some music, if you like. Oh, I love this track. I want to know who Blagged Bricktop's book is. Yes, Molly?
I think it's two white guy bottle. And a pawn shop in Swiss Street.
You better not be telling me Porky Pies.
I'm fucking telling these two black guys work a pawn shop in fucking Swiss Street.
It's very effective, Tony. It's not too subtle, but effective. Are we taking him with us?
Tony opens the window, releasing Mullet, who falls by the roadside. Now, Sol's being held with a gun to his head.
It's the Russian.
A Russian?
Well, to be technical, he's an Uzbekistanian, but...
Uzbekistanian? I've been dealing with those sneaky Russian dogs. Give me a name.
Oh, no. Boris.
Boris the Blade?
Yeah.
As in Boris the Bullet Dodger.
Why do they call him the Bullet Dodger?
Because he dodges bullets heavy.
He won't fight unless we buy his mum a caravan. And you've nicked all our savings.
In the quiet words of the Virgin Mary, come again.
He's a stubborn bastard.
He said he's got to look after his mum.
Are you taking the piss?
What can I do? I can't make him do it, can I?
You're not much good to me alive, are you, Turkish?
Bricktop hangs up.
He's a useless shite, that boy. Punish him for me, Errol. I want that pikey to fight.
Now, men are smashing up slot machines in an arcade when Turkish comes in. He reaches behind a desk and pulls out a baseball bat, which he swings at one man, knocking him to the floor. He takes out another, but finds himself outnumbered. The bat's lifted out of his hands as the burly thugs menacingly close in on him.
Bricktop, thought smashing up our arcade might help me to persuade Mickey to fight. And if that wasn't enough, he thought it would be a good idea to burn Mickey's mum's caravan while she was asleep in it.
The caravan's engulfed by a raging inferno. The flames cast an orange glow over Mickey, who's being held back by two men. He fights against them, overwhelmed by grief, his arms stained with black soot from failed rescue attempts. He stops, and the three men are cast into silhouette by the burning pyre. Then his friends are forced to hold him back once more from running into the savage flames. Finally, he relents, and instead stares into the fire. His face is glowing with sweat, and his eyes burn with grief and pain. Turkish is being held on the ground. Errol raises a sword, ready to bring it down on him, when Tommy appears, holding out his gun.
Turkish, get your arse up. You lot, follow me and I'll fucking shoot you.
Calm down, son. Behave yourself.
I've got the gun, son. I think it's you who should behave. What? You want to see if I've got the minerals?
Tommy and Errol stare at each other. Then Tommy slowly starts to back out of the arcade, still holding the gun out in front of him. Once he's reached a safe distance, he legs it. Now, he and Turkish are with Mickey, staring at the burnt-out remains of the caravan.
Jesus. Sorry, Mickey. Did you do it?
He turns to them.
So why are you sorry for her?
What the fuck are you still doing here?
Down, come back.
You got some tires on you.
Fuck out, Dan. Fuck out.
Down.
Mickey's mullet-haired mate begrudgingly trudges back to his caravan.
How silly do I feel? His mum is still smoking next to us. And I'm asking him to fight.
I'll do the fight before he causes any more carnage.
And if he'd said no, could have been a shite sight worse.
Russians.
Avi shakes his head, then takes a seat.
Russians. Should have known. Anti-Semite, slippery Cossack sluts. What do you know about this guy?
Ex-KGB Kent, sir. He was a highly trained undercover agent. He'll be impossible to track down.
Yeah.
Dad, there's a strange man down here who wants to sell us an 84-carat stone.
Where does he come from?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. He's got a thick Russian accent.
It's Boris the Blade. He stares into a security camera, narrowing his eyes. Now, Tyrone.
Well, what was I supposed to do? He set the dogs on me. Look.
That sneaky fucking Russian. No wonder he didn't want to do it.
First things first. One of us. Tyrone, you get round to the Russians. The second you see him, you give us a call. Now.
Boris is talking with the twins in the jewellery shop.
He's a right handful, this fella, so watch out.
I hate Russians. I'll take care of them.
It's all yours, Rosebud, old son.
Not a problem.
You're gonna have to get me to a doctor. Shoot that fuck! Then! Get me to a doctor.
Okay, yeah, yeah, but first we get the stone, Rosie. First the stone, and then I'll get you to a doctor. Not just any doctor, Wojciech. I'm gonna get you to a nice Jewish doctor. Find my friend a nice Jewish doctor!
Boris is in the car boot.
Get his keys and find out exactly where the stone is.
I think that you got something to tell us.
Easy. Take it easy, Rosberg.
Oi! Do you want him to be able to talk or not?
What the fuck do you mean, replicas?
They look the shit, don't they? And nobody is going to argue. And I got some extra loud blanks just in case.
In case we have to deafen them to death.
Saul gives Vinny the replica guns and answers the phone.
Yeah.
Boris is there.
We're coming over. You hold him there.
Hold on. He's not on his own.
Rosebud, Tony and Avi shove Boris back into the boot.
We're off.
A hidden compartment in Boris's house.
Very industrious for a Cossack.
Avi pulls out the contents of the briefcase, then lifts the false bottom and takes out the diamond.
Sneaky fucking Russian.
Sol and Vinny pull up.
So where is he, Tyrone?
It's not just he. Three fellas went in the ass, and they locked Boris in the back of the car.
Why didn't you tell us, eh? Oi, do they look odd?
I hope they see.
All right, come on, let's get out of here.
What do you want to do about the Russian?
I want you to bury him.
All right.
I think we should get you a new gun. But this time, try it.
How far to the Russians?
We'll be there in a minute.
Tommy speeds up, and Turkish spills milk down himself.
Well, come on in.
No, not so fast, Vinny. We can't take him now. We're going to have to follow him.
You shouldn't drink that stuff anyway.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It's not in sync with evolution.
Shut up.
How do you want to get rid of him?
Well, do you want to shoot him?
It's a little noisy, isn't it?
Huh?
Do you want to stab him?
Well, it's a little cold-blooded, isn't it?
Do you want to kill him or not?
I'll cut him. I got a blade.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Do they fire?
Of course they fire.
Yeah, but how do you know? I mean, they're replicas. What do you know about replicas?
Sol fires his gun, and the windows shatter.
What the fuck are you doing, Solomon?
Well, you wanted to know whether or not they work.
I didn't mean to try it in the car, Sol. You arsehole.
What are you going to do with that? Pick his teeth. Wipe the butter off it and put it away.
But there's a proper blade back there.
Cars have only been domesticated in the last 8,000 years. Before that, they were running round as mad as lorries. The human digestive system hasn't got used to any dairy products yet. Well, fuck me, Tommy. What have you been reading?
Let me do you a favour.
He chucks the milk out of the window, causing a car to crash.
Whoops. You. Want a knife?
Me? Not me. I wouldn't know what to do with this.
A knife, for God's sake. What have you used to keep your fork company all these years? A sharp side, a blunt side? Would you want a lesson?
Milk splatters on the windscreen and Tony crashes the car. In the boot.
You nakwe.
As Tony and Avi come round, Avi looks across and sees a man with a bag over his head walking in the road.
Is that Boris?
The bound Russian takes tentative steps, looking and moving like a chicken. Suddenly, a car, travelling at speed, smashes into him. His body goes flying.
Oh, Tyrone, what have you done?
What about Rosebud?
Well, you can bring him with you if you like. But which bit would you like to bring?
Rosebud has been staked by the blade.
They're getting out. Hold on. Get down and follow them.
Cover yourself up, Avi. You're making a scene.
I'm sorry for causing a scene, Tony. Whoa. You are not taking that dog with you, Vince.
Well, I can't leave him in here, can I?
A crowd of puzzled onlookers have gathered. Tony and Avi head into a nearby pub.
Point at the black stuff, landlord. I thought you wanted to get cleaned up. The bathroom's back there.
With the door open.
Shouldn't think that's a good idea. Should we go in?
I don't want to go in there. It's a dangerous bastard. Taking too many disco biscuits in the heat of Russian disputations. He's got as many of these nuts as he has those nuts.
I don't care if he's got fucking Asian nuts. I want a gun that works. And I'm going to tell him.
Well, good, Tommy. You've surely got those minerals. Well, come on, then. What the Germans get?
Should we just tell him who's in charge?
A very bruised and battered Boris arrives and viciously squeezes Tommy's testicles on his way past. He heads into his house and slams his door shut.
I certainly told him, Tommy.
Boris re-emerges, carrying a lethal-looking rifle.
The drowning trout. Come and pick us up. And Doug. Sharpish.
Tony hangs up, looks at his half-filled pint glass, then calmly sits down, apparently unperturbed by the fact that Sol, Vinny and Tyrone are there, all wearing balaclavas. Sol's holding a gun which is aimed at Tony's head.
I don't want to fuss, and I don't want to put a bullet in your face, but unless you give me exactly what I want, there will be fucking murders.
What's your name?
Shoot him.
Ooh.
Sol hesitates, and Tony grabs his wrist.
Let go of the gun.
Tony decides to let go of Sol.
So, you're obviously the big dick. And that on either side here are your balls. There are two types of balls. There are big brave balls, and there are little mincy faggot balls.
These are your last words, so make them a prayer.
Now, dicks have drive and clarity of vision, but they're not clever. They smell pussy, and they want a piece of the action. And you thought you smelt some good old pussy and have brought your two little mincy faggot balls along for a good old time. But you've got your parties muddled up. There's no pussy here. Just a dose that'll make you wish you were born a woman. Like a prick. You're having second thoughts. You're shrinking. And your two little balls are shrinking with you. And the fact that you've got replica written down the side of your gun.
The lads look sheepish.
And the fact that I've got Desert Eagle. .50. Written on the side of mine.
They tilt their heads to read the words on Tony's gun.
Should precipitate your balls into shrinking along with your presence. Now, fuck off.
Tony stares at them meaningfully, then lifts his glass and takes a sip of his drink. Sol, Vinny and Tyrone leave looking shamefaced.
Lock the door! Lock it!
A door opens in their faces and Avi comes out carrying the case.
Give me the case!
Fuck you. Shoot me.
I will. I'll shoot you.
Overhearing the noise, Tony gets up to investigate. Meanwhile, a fire door at the end of the corridor opens and Boris appears, cocking his gun.
Pass me case, or I shoot you.
You know what? Fuck you two.
Go ahead, you do me a favor, you Russian.
Fuck, go ahead! You! Drop guns!
Fuck you!
Okay.
Abby? Pull your socks up!
Abby, Sol and Vinny drop to the floor. Tony fires his gun through the wall, hitting Boris and Tyrone, who are still standing.
Tyrone? Fuck it, we're out of here.
Sol and Vinny leg it with the briefcase just before Tony kicks the door in. He empties out his spent clip and reloads his gun with another.
Avi, where's the case?
Put the gun away.
What's Boris doing here? Boris, what are you doing here?
Fuck you!
Tony shoots Boris a couple of times, then walks down the corridor to have a word with Tyrone.
Where's the case?
You piss.
Don't take the piss, Boris.
I'll show you. No.
Fuck you!
almost.
Fuck's sake.
He turns his gun on Tyrone.
Fuck you and all.
You lucky bastard.
Now, Vinny's staring at the sparkling diamond.
Jeez, it's flawless.
Don't get attached to it. It's going to brick top. Leave the dog here.
So, why don't we just leave?
Because life's too short, Vincent, and it'll get a lot fucking shorter if Bricktop wishes it to be. Now leave that dog here.
I'm gonna leave the dog here. Don't worry about it.
And if that pikey mutt does any damage, you're gonna pay.
Okay. Sit down. Damn. I don't want to go in there. You never see me again.
Well, we won't if you don't. All right. You give me the stone, and I will give it to Bricktop. Yeah?
All right. Give me a minute.
It's a bit fiddly.
Vinny reaches down his pants.
What is he doing down there?
Well, I put it down there in case we got mugged.
You ain't from this planet, are you, Vincent? Who is gonna mug two black fellas holding pistols, sat in a car that's worth less than your shirt?
Bullet Tooth Tony and his friend Desert Eagle .50.
What have they got to do with anything?
They're both staring straight at me.
You should never underestimate the predictability of stupidity. Now out the car and leave your water pistols behind.
Look, just tell him the stone's back at the office. I think that's it.
Now, in Turkish's caravan office.
Why is he sweating, Gorgeous? Never mind. Tell me, why's your skin leaking?
I'm a little worried, actually, Turkish.
Worried about what?
What happens if the gypsy knocks the other man out? I mean, he's done it before, hasn't he?
We get murdered before we leave the building, and I imagine we get fed to the pigs.
Well, I'm glad to see you're climbing the walls in fucking anxiety. Pardon my cynicism, but I don't exactly trust the pikey.
Don't think I haven't thunk about that one, Tommy. It's his mum's funeral tonight. God bless her. You know those gypsies like a drink at a wake? Not worried about whether Mickey knocks the other man out. Worried about whether Mickey makes it to the fourth fucking round.
Well, what if he doesn't make it to the fourth round?
We get murdered before we leave the building. And I imagine we get fed to the pigs.
So why are you so calm? I said...
I heard what you said, Tommy. It's not as though we've got a choice now, is it? You show me how to control a wild fucking gypsy, and I'll show you how to control an unhinged, pig-feeding gangster. Bollocks, I'm going for a walk.
Turkish throws down his cards and leaves. Now Mickey's having a wild, drunken and unhinged time at his ma's wake. He fights, brawls and dances. While being carried, he vomits, seeing the world upside down and in double vision. The shadow of a hand is cast on the stretched skin of a Boran drum, and Mickey is carried out by his friends and family. Now, Solemn Vinny's office is completely wrecked.
Funky in here, isn't it?
Open a window.
Avi covers his mouth with a handkerchief as Tony opens a window. The floor is scattered with torn papers.
People live like animals. And where's the stone? Come on, where is it?
It's over here.
Where?
I left it in a box.
Vinny picks up a jewellery box.
It's empty. I'm getting heartburn. Tony, do something terrible.
No, I'm being serious. The dog. The dog must have had it.
They all stare at the dog.
Now then, let's have a look, shall we? Tony?
What?
Look in the dog.
You mean look in the dog?
I mean open him up.
It's not fucking...
fucking tin of baked beans. What do you mean, open him up?
You know what I mean. That's a bit strong, isn't it?
No, you can't do this.
It's fucking squeaking!
Man, you've never heard a dog squeak before? You damn goddamn
dog! As Harvey points the gun at the dog, all hell breaks loose. Tony lets the animal go, and it immediately starts attacking Sol's coat. Minnie steps into Abby's path, then reaches down his trousers and pulls out a small velvet bag. While Vinny's handing the diamond over to Abby, the dog's still having a go at Sol.
You sneaky fucking bastard.
Abby distractedly pushes Vinny aside, then examines the diamond with a magnifying eyeglass. He gazes at Tony with an ecstatic expression.
Thank God for that.
The dog leaps up, snatches the diamond from Abby's hand, and jumps out of the window, managing to avoid the erratic gunfire.
I hate fucking dogs! Come on, Tony!
Abby hurries out.
Tony, come on!
He pauses, then walks slowly back into the office with a look of growing trepidation.
Tony?
He stares at the ground, then at the gun in his hand. One quick trip later, he's back in the USA.
Anything to declare?
Yeah, don't go to England.
That dog is going to go back to the campsite, so I'm telling you, it always does.
Has the dog going to find the campsite, Vin?
Have you smelt the campsite, Sol?
All right. But we're going to have to wait until it gets light. And we have got to get rid of these bodies. That one over there with the Tico's unit said starting to stink.
Right. Let's stick them in the car and then go look for a pig farm.
Now, Turkish.
Oi, Mickey!
You feeling all right, Mickey?
Need a drink?
You can't give him a drink.
It's not for him, it's for me.
Turkish swigs from a hip flask, then passes it to Mickey.
He's an odd bastard, this Goodnight Anderson. So pay attention to what you're doing. All right, Mickey? Mickey? Did have a shake?
If you see the pikey, Turkish or his girlfriend, come out before me. Shoot the bastards. Well, come on, we got a fight to go to.
An illegal boxing ring has been set up in a disused warehouse. Bricktop walks around the edge.
Hello, Tommy.
Are we going to get a fucking better show this time?
Just we'll make up for it. Mickey's going down in the fourth. Now, Terry over there's in charge of the bets. Now, you have to forgive me.
I'll forgive you if he goes down this time.
Bricktop walks away.
Are all lads down at the campsite?
They're over there now, Governor.
I fucking hate pikies.
How long have we got to stay here?
As long as it takes, now shut up.
Fucking hate pikies.
Is he fucking stoned?
He's like that before a fight.
Do you know when you're going down?
Of course he knows when he's going down.
Oi, fuckface. Who's speaking to you? He asked him, didn't he?
Fuckface. I like that one, Al. I'll have to remember that one next time I'm climbing off your mum.
Not now.
That'll be the Trojan of a fight. Be a nice one, nice one. That'll be the one. And then you're yours.
There's a campsite full of pikers who might not think you're so fucking funny. Not when they're putting out the flames on their children's backs. Now get up and have a fucking fight.
Turkish, Mickey and Tommy head into the rowdy arena. Someone shoves Mickey, and an impromptu fight breaks out. Turkish pulls him off, but the wound-up pikey attacks the crowd again. Finally, they reach the ring. Tommy and Turkish hold apart the ropes, and Mickey steps inside. He rolls his shoulders in preparation, then takes off his hat, shirt and vest, revealing his multiple tattoos. His beefy opponent, Goodnight Anderson, spits on the ground, then does some practice jabs. Bricktop, Errol, Tommy and Turkish watch the two fighters with keen interest. The men are brought together by the ref.
I'm in charge here. What I know fucking about, now I douse you. Do your worst. Let's get on.
The two men face off to one another. Then Mickey takes a swing at Goodnight, sending him crashing to the floor. Turkish and Tommy close their eyes in horror, while Bricktop looks furious. While Mickey postures, Goodnight painfully gets back onto his feet and staggers forwards.
What the fuck's going on here? You gonna finish him or what?
Mickey backs off. Goodnight makes a few slow punches at his face, which don't even come close to hitting him. Mickey retaliates by giving Goodnight three quick jabs to the chin. Then, Goodnight lands him, and suddenly Mickey is enraged and starts laying into his body with a series of crushing blows. A punch to the face floors Goodnight, who's looking angry. Goodnight is helped to his corner. Turkish to Mickey.
Talk about saved by the bell. Do you understand the consequences of what will happen if you knock that man out? Do not knock him out, Mickey.
In the second round, Mickey lets Goodnight hit him. The ref pulls them apart. Goodnight pummels Mickey's stomach, then strikes him across the face. Blood shoots out of the pikey's mouth. The third round is made up of a montage of vicious blows, flying blood, headbutting, taut muscles, and swinging fists. Goodnight's trainers storm the ring in fury at Mickey's performance. Turkish and Tommy leap into action, pushing them away while steering the bloodied Mickey into his corner. His eyes are puffed up and look like narrow slits.
What the fuck are you doing, Mickey? You're dancing like a fairy. You'll hang us with the ring ropes if they think it's rigged. Get out there and hurt him. For fuck's sake. Not him out.
Having been doused with water, Mickey gets back into the fray. Goodnight lands a punch, then ducks the return and smacks Mickey, sending him crashing to the ground, landing heavily on his shoulder. With Bricktop, Turkish and Tommy looking on anxiously, Mickey struggles to get up from the hard cement ground, but just about manages to make it onto his feet. Turkish frowns as the two men face each other. Then Goodnight confounds Mickey with a series of bullet-like punches. His final blow sends Mickey flying. In slow motion, his body lifts off the ground, lying horizontal 5 feet in the air. He smashes into the ground, then through the surface of a deep, dark pool of water. In a dreamlike state, he hangs suspended in the liquid, staring up at the fight progressing above him, as if watching something happening in a far-off land.
All he's got to do is stay down.
Suddenly, Mickey lands an almighty punch.
Now, we are fucked.
Goodnight hits the deck.
We're out of here. Stupid fucking piker. Those Bricktop's got a dozen keen-to-kill monkeys with shotguns sitting outside his campsite. Once the campsite's wiped out,
I know it's going to be the same for us.
Outside.
You ever cross the road and look the wrong way?
Give me that fucking shooter!
And then, hey presto, there's a car nearly on you. So what do? Something very silly. You freeze, and your life doesn't flash before you because you're too fucking scared to think. You just freeze and pull a stupid face. But the pikey didn't. Why? Because he had plans on running the car over. It had previously occurred to me that the gypsy had taken the demise of his mother rather lightly.
Pikey's loading guns.
For every action, there's a reaction. And a pikey reaction is quite a fucking thing.
The pikeys opened fire on the vehicles at the campsite containing Bricktop's henchmen. As Midnight's graceful fall is replayed in slow motion, Bricktop's car outside the arena is attacked by gunmen. As Turkish Tommy and Mickey leg it, an all-out riot breaks out in the boxing ring. Bricktop leaves the building holding his phone to his ear. A ringing mobile is lifted out of the pocket of one of his surviving henchmen at the campsite.
Pete, talk to me. If you want your friend to hear you, you'll have to talk a lot louder than that.
Bricktop hangs up, then sees Turkish Tommy and Mickey trying to make their escape.
Give me that fucking shooter!
I'll give you your shooter, you cunt.
The back window of Bricktop's car opens, and Pikey's fired directly into his face.
That is when I clocked the Pikey had money riding on himself. That's the reason the bastard never goes down when he's supposed to. We've been tucked up. While he's been cleaning up. We're worse off now than when we started.
Mickey makes a speedy getaway in a waiting van.
The next day we went to the campsite, but the gypsies had disappeared during the night, which was probably a good thing, considering they'd just buried 12 people somewhere in the area.
Where is he?
In fucking air, that's for sure.
We can't ask a man to fight for us if we can't find him, can we?
You won't find a pikey that doesn't want to be found, Tommy. Could be in a campsite in Camper fucking Cheer by now. Bollocks. Come on.
Some men approach them.
What you doing here?
What's it got to do with you?
The man holds up a police badge.
So, what you doing here?
Turkish rubs the back of his neck, then spots Vinny's dog scampering around nearby.
Taking the dog for a walk. What's the problem?
What's in the car?
Seats and a steering wheel.
What do you know about gypsies?
No, they're not to be trusted.
All right, get your dog. On your way.
It's a dog, Tommy.
Hey?
It's a dog.
All right, boy. Come here. Come on, Daisy. No, Daisy!
He loves that dog. Always playing silly games. Stop messing about, Tommy, and get in the car. Tommy!
Good boy, Daisy.
Later, Tommy has the dog in his lap as they drive past the police examining a car. Son and Vinny are standing with their hands on the roof and look perplexed when they spot their pet.
Could you tell me why you got a dead man with an arm missing in your boot?
Hey, George. Is that a tea cosy on his head?
Tommy's stroking the dog.
You love a dog, don't you, Tommy?
Now, Turkish and Tommy are sitting opposite a man with close-cropped hair. Only the back of his head is visible.
Tommy persuaded me to keep the dog. I eventually agreed, as long as he took it to a vet. Couldn't stand that squeaking anymore. The vet found half an undigested shoe, a squeaky toy, and an 84-carat diamond lodged in its stomach. It's quite amazing what can happen in a week. Still didn't shut it up, though. So what do? You go to see the man that knows about these sort of things.
So what do you think?
Do you know anyone who would be interested?
Doug the Head puts the diamond aside and looks up at them.
I'm mine.
He gets on the phone, and Avi makes a hasty exit from New York. His passport is stamped with the words, "The End."